Welcome to Gartner Voice, an open forum where Gartner analysts share their insight and expertise on current issues in business and technology. This podcast was recorded live and does not constitute published Gartner research.
My name is Mark Raschino. I'm a Vice President and Gartner Fellow at the research company Gartner. I'm joined today by two new book authors, George Westerman and Richard Hunter. Dr. George Westerman is a research scientist in the Center for Information Systems Research at the MIT Sloan School of Management. And Richard Hunter is a Vice President and Gartner Fellow in the CIO Research Group at Gartner Executive Programs, part of Gartner, Inc. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
It's great to hear from you. And we're here to discuss a new book that you've got out called The Real Business of IT, How CIOs Create and Communicate Value, soon to be published by Harvard Business School Press. Now, this isn't actually your first book together, or your first book with Harvard Press. I believe you did one a couple of years ago called IT Risk, Turning Business Threats into Competitive Advantage. How did the first book go, and how did it lead to the second book?
Well, the first book was an extremely enjoyable experience. It began as a research project, a joint research project between MIT's Center for Information Systems Research and Gartner Executive Programs. George and I found it very easy to work together, and when the new book project came up, George and I decided that it would be great to give this one a go together as well.
You know, writing a book's a really difficult process, and having an effective collaboration, having a team that really works is tremendously important. We're really happy with how the first book came out, and we're just delighted with how the second one is going, too.
So, Richard, this new book about the real business of IT, obviously you've done some new research here. Tell us about the research and what it's starting to show.
This project began in 2006 as an executive programs research project. Every year, Gartner Executive Programs does the largest survey of CIOs in the world, our CIO Agenda Survey. Last year, for example, we had 1,500 respondees to that survey worldwide. Every year, since I've been in our CIO research group, which is about 8 years now, one of the things that pops at or near the top of the CIO's priority list is communicating the value of what the IT organization does to the rest of the organization. And so in 2006, we initiated a project that looked at successful CIOs, CIOs who were regarded as highly successful by their peers, by our executive partners, and by their own executive teams. And we began asking them questions about how they created and communicated the value of what the IT organization was doing. I led that research project for Gartner, and I was struck by how much in common the responses that I heard from CIOs in that series of interviews were, how similar the concepts were, and in fact, how similar the language was that they used to communicate those concepts.
So when Richard was talking about the research he had been doing at Gartner, it really paralleled with some work that we had been doing here at MIT CISR with the non-IT executives. And through survey research that I'd done with my colleague Peter Weil, we found that the most important thing that IT people can do to improve their value in the eyes of the non-IT people is to really communicate effectively about the value of IT. If they can enable the business to have effective oversight, to understand where value comes from and to play their role in getting value, then more value happens. So the great thing about what happened here is that Richard had been doing this great research over at Gartner about how to communicate value. We on our side have been talking about just the importance of communicating and how to communicate from the other side. It just made a natural sense to put this together, and that's why there's such great information in this book.
All right, so this is a great work of collaboration, and between the two of you, you've been going on for several years. But a question's rising in my mind, and it might be in the mind of the listener, which is something like this. You know, it's about 40 or 50 years since we started doing commercial computing. I believe COBOL's 50 years old around now, and the IBM 360 operating system's about 40 years old about now. So here we have a book titled The Real Business of IT, How CIOs Create Value and How They Communicate Value. And I guess we might think that this had all been sorted out already. So clearly there are some challenges and some problems remaining in this dynamic. So let's go through some of that. What are the problems that people face in this area? Why did you need to do research and to move this forward? Shouldn't it be fixed by now?
Well, in fact, Mark, as per your comments, IT is a very new profession. The IBM System 360 was introduced in 1969. We could say that this profession is just about 40 years old. And I think it's a sign of the maturing of the profession that, in fact, a substantial body of CIOs have cracked the code on how to communicate value to the rest of the organization.
You know, one of the things that happens in a maturing business is that the way that you manage it will change over time. And the way that you manage a strong mainframe-based shop where IT people were the only people who knew how to use a computer was very different from the digital age we're in now, where computers are just integrally part of everything that businesses do. And yet we hadn't really changed some of the paradigms we've been using to manage. And one of the issues was the communication piece. It's about joint value now, and CIOs need to make that joint value happen.
Okay, so we're talking about value, and in the book you refer to value traps. Can you explain what you mean by a value trap and perhaps give us a couple of examples?
A value trap is a way of thinking or behaving that once made sense, but that no longer does and is in fact now an impediment to communicating value to the rest of the organization. Let's take a relatively straightforward example. I often ask my audiences, how many of you are doing an ERP project, which is in fact a trick question, because the correct answer is none. An ERP project is a project about technology. But when you're communicating the value of what IT does, it's never about the technology. It's about the technology's impact on the performance of the enterprise. So there are no ERP projects, there are procurement projects and finance projects and supply chain reconfiguration projects. Those projects are about outcomes, not technology. Thinking in terms of the technology is a very common value trap for IT professionals.
So, George, it sounds as if some of the things that managers learned about IT in the early days of IT need to be unlearned as we go forward. Would that be correct?
Mark, I think that's a great way to say it, is unlearning some of the lessons that we thought were really true. At the time, they really were true. You know, the idea of the business as IT's customer, the idea of the customer is always right. When you're just providing a service, that is the right way to think. But more and more, the value from IT is going to come from fundamentally transforming the way the business works. And that's not any more about IT as a vendor or as a service provider helping the business work. That's about IT leaders working with business leaders to really rethink the way that they do business. And in that case, the customer is not always right. In many cases, it's the job of the IT executive to help the customer figure out where they're wrong and where they can actually improve the way they're doing things.
Having established we've been doing this type of management for a while, we learned some things, we got some things we now need to unlearn, and there's some traps that result from that changeover and that people fall into those traps. Your book presents a 4-stage plan for dealing with this and progressing the relationships between technology and business change and the communication of value and the description of value around that. Those 4 stages are new thinking, value for money, new business value, and extended value. Now, I wonder if you can take us through those 4 points, or maybe I'll start with you again, George. Can you talk to us about the new thinking step and give us a little bit of color on that? What's that about?
Well, this is that question about what value traps have we been caught in, and what can we do to make things better? If we stick with the old ways of thinking about IT, we're going to get the same old outcomes that we've gotten from IT. And we need to think differently about what does IT mean? What does it mean to be the best enabler of value for the company? What does it mean to work very differently with the rest of the company than we have before? That new thinking has to pervade within the IT organization from the CIO down. And then the CIO, through regular communication and through regular engagement, then needs to help the business side understand how to think differently about the role of IT in their own minds.
I'll add one thing to what George said. When I present this material to audiences of IT professionals, and I talk about what it means to employ new thinking, they all nod their heads as if to say, well, of course, and we understand that. but the habit of thinking about the impact of technology in terms of functions and features of the technology is a habit that's deeply ingrained in IT organizations, and it really takes a lot of focus and a lot of conscious effort to make the transition to thinking about what the IT organization does in terms of outcomes and business performance.
The next stage, once you're getting the management team through that new thinking, once you get them past that, your next stage in your evolution is the value for money stage. Could you speak to us about that?
Value for money means that the IT organization is recognized as delivering the right services at the right level of quality, which may not be the state of the art in quality, at a competitive price. In other words, it means that the IT organization is a credible supplier and an efficient and effective supplier of the right IT services for the organization. When the executive team realizes that the IT organization is delivering value for money, they understand that they're getting a good deal on the IT that they purchase, and that sets the stage for the IT organization to deliver even more value.
You know, what's interesting about it, though, is this, that's exactly where we want to go, is to show that we're delivering a good deal for the services. And yet, being that transparent about what the value for money is, even when things are bad, we're finding is a tremendous way to improve the way that IT is developed and to improve the perception of IT leaders.
Okay, so we need a new pattern of thought to be able to establish our transition. We need to show value for money in order to gain credibility. And then we can think about moving on to the next step, which is new business value. What types of new business value do people attempt? And what happens if they get this right versus maybe if they try to skip the first couple of steps?
Well, one of the things that we found in the study with the non-IT executives is out of 18 tasks that are involved in getting value from IT, 10 on the IT side, 8 on the non-IT side, only 4 are statistically associated with actually getting more value in the eyes of non-IT executives. Working with this idea, we're calling it a virtuous cycle of IT value. It starts from really knowing what is needed, and that's joint between IT and business, but that's driven by the CIO. It then gets into making effective decisions on oversight, understanding what we're going to do, and then looping back to see whether the value is there. And then the other piece is the execution side, changing the technology, and also changing the business. So we get a cycle from understanding what we need, making good decisions, into executing, and then back to ensuring that the value is there and learning from what value we got. That's a virtuous cycle, and that involves IT and business all the time. But the CIO needs to drive that discussion, needs to help the business people play their role in that cycle.
So once we get through the new business value stage, your final stage is extended value.
You know, time and time again, as we study IT turnarounds, starting with the new thinking and the value for money, as they start to deliver more value, the IT organization and the IT executives start to get an opportunity to deliver value in different ways beyond their traditional IT role. And so whether IT moves into positions in helping with innovation, whether the CIO starts to take on responsibility for shared service, whether IT gets involved in business operations, not just IT operations, these extended sources of values are almost a natural extension of effective performance and effective engagement in delivering value in the traditional IT ways.
And these opportunities for IT professionals extend throughout the IT organization, not just to the CIO.
It's been a great pleasure to talk to you today. I very much enjoyed the book myself. I found it really crystallized the learnings from those leading CIOs in a very readable way. So it remains then only for me to thank George. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
And to remind everybody that the book is called The Real Business of IT, How CIOs Create and Communicate Value. It's published by Harvard Business School Press, and it comes out in October 2009. It's a good read. I think you'll enjoy it.
The views expressed are those of the participating analysts only. If you would like more information about podcasts, please send an email to GartnerVoice@Gartner.com. Thank you for listening.